Hello everyone, I'm Alan Ashton and you're tuned in to Organ First Radio. It's nice to have your company. And welcome to the first of these monthly programmes for 2010, and before I go any further, a Happy New Year to you. The usual mixture of items chosen from my collection, plus some new releases, and even a couple of tracks from artists that I promise people I'll include. One of those people being Frank Varley, who suggested it might be nice to hear an item by Henry Mancini. 1975 saw the release of a film called The Great Waldo Pepper, a drama set in the years between 1926 and 1931 about a discontented pilot, the role being played by Robert Redford. Here then, getting the show off 2010 to a flying start, is Dennis James at the Mighty Morton Organ in the Columbus, Ohio Theatre. Chocks away and clear for takeoff. Waldo Pepper March, played by Dennis James at the Columbus, Ohio Theatre's Mighty Morton Organ. Looking at the list of items for inclusion in the show today, I can see one or two classical items. Nothing too heavy, you understand, and in any case, all have been chosen as much for their arrangements as that for the music. In October last, I went to the Oki Organ Festival in Germany, and it was there that I met two people who used to listen to my programme when I broadcast back in the 70s and 80s up in Manchester. Ernie and Rose Avison are big Addie Zenfenig fans, and so from an album which has long been deleted, here's Addie at the Dr. Boehm Professional 2000 model with Velia. Thank you. Velia, the legendary maid of the woods who doesn't return the love of a huntsman, one of the many famous arias composed by Franz Lehár and taken, of course, from The Merry Widow, played there in an unusual arrangement by Adi Zemfenik. OK, so with the items requested by people having now been complied with, it's time to turn my attention to the first of several new CDs in this month's show. To my way of thinking, there is no finer sound than a Hammond organ, especially if it's played by someone who knows just how to get the very best there is from these lovely historic instruments. One such person is Nigel Ogden, and in commemoration of the 75th anniversary of the first ever pipeless organ, he's recently released a recording that features two of the most iconic models ever made by Hammond. Details of the CD coming right up after we've heard the sound of the Hammond Concorde with a Leslie 815 speaker and Moving South and Valley of a Thousand Palms. South and Valley of a Thousand Palms, the latter coming from the pen of the late music producer and recording engineer Bob Barrett. The title of the CD is very simple, Nigel Ogden Plays the Hammond, and it's on the Grasmere label, number GRCD 131. Grasmere GRCD 131. On it, Nigel also celebrates the sounds of two notable Hammond organ music pioneers in the form of Robin Richmond and Jerry Allen. Interspersed are such numbers as The Carioca, Portrait of a Flirt, Swingle Jingle, composition by fellow organist Harold Smart, a Beatles medley, and Toast of the Town from the pen of Russ Conway. Time permitting, I'll have another track later in the show today. Many years ago, I regularly purchased recordings issued by the American Concert Recording Company, and amongst them was one with the strange title of Who is Ray Brubaker and What's He Doing with Those Pipes? Well, the pipes in question being those of a two-manual 8-rank Wurlitzer in the Tivoli Theatre in Frederick, Maryland, in the United States. Opened in 1926, the theatre was in operation for the best part of 50 years until considerable damage suffered in a 1976 flood when the owners felt they could no longer continue. Well, there's two parts to this little story, but for the present, let's hear a track from that LP as Ray Brubaker plays Here Comes the Sun. Ray Brubaker and a little tune called Here Comes the Sun. And that can't come soon enough for me. Well, the story of the little Tivoli Wurlitzer now moves to the days after the flood damage when the Weinberg family, who then owned the old movie palace, chose to present it to the city as a gift rather than attempt to keep it open as a movie house. The theatre has been maintained in the splendid style of 1926, and as you'll hear in this next recording by organist Floyd Whirl, the organ sounds as good as ever. Here's a selection from West Side Story.
Thank you.
a short selection from West Side Story, recorded in 1987 by broadcaster Jim Titus, who kindly sent me the CD, and that was actually Floyd Whirl at the Weinberg Centre for Arts Wurlitzer. Basically, it's still the old Tivoli Theatre, but now renamed after the original owners of the cinema. The building now enjoys an annual budget of over $1 million, and as such is the venue for productions of music, theatre, films and visual art. Ever since I was introduced to recordings of an artist who goes by the name of K-Jem, or to give him his rightful name of Klaus Jan Mulder, I've enjoyed playing his modern-day versions and arrangements of classical items on pipe organ, aided by some studio wizardry and who knows what other unnamed musicians as well. Anyway, I hope you'll enjoy this delightful arrangement of Jules Grissen's Toccata. Toccata by Jules Grissen, played by Klaus Jan Mulder. I made mention a few moments ago about the former Concert Recording Company, and in the past year or so, quite a number of recordings that they released have been licensed to Don Thompson, who now puts them out via his pipe organ presentations outlet in the USA and via MSS in England. Recently, Don discovered some recordings made by Don Baker that, for whatever reason, only got limited release. I certainly had never heard of either of them when I was purchasing concert recording LPs. For many years, Don Baker played and recorded almost the same items any time he sat at an organ, But apart from a couple of tracks on this new CD, which is titled I Got Rhythm, they all contain separate tracks instead of the fairly lengthy medleys that he used to play. Well, I'm going to feature two tracks. The first one is played on the four manual 20 ranks plus Wurlitzer in the Alabama Theatre, Birmingham, Alabama. With memories of Doris Day and Frank Sinatra in the film of the same name, here's Don Baker to play Young at Heart.
This is Michael Baldridge. No matter which is your favourite organ music, pipes or electronics, then Organ First Radio is your best choice.
Young at Heart, played by Don Baker. Now, this is one of those two organs for the price of one releases, because apart from that lovely sounding Alabama Wurlitzer, 11 of the 25 tracks also feature the Wurlitzer that belongs to the Detroit Theatre Organ Society, who recently have had to call a halt to concerts on the instrument due to the lack of support in the area. Anyway, this is the sound of the organ, as recorded by Don Baker, with a tune which I'm sure needs no introduction. ¶¶ Me and My Shadow, played there by Don Baker, from a new CD titled I Got Rhythm. And full details are, of course, on the Organ First web pages. Here's the ever-popular Peter Haywood at the Technics GA3 with a couple of television programme themes, namely Where the Heart Is and Last of the Summer Wine. Where the Heart Is and Last of the Summer Wine, Peter Heywood at the Technics GA3. There are a number of interesting videos on YouTube of multi-keyboard artist Rudy Rosa, including a couple of new ones that he posted recently. However, from one of his CDs, this is his arrangement of Until You Come Back to Me, That's What I'm Gonna Do, a song originally recorded by Stevie Wonder in the 1960s, but the most well-known version of this song was done by Aretha Franklin, who had a million-selling top 10 hit with it in 1973. Until You Come Back to Me, That's What I'm Gonna Do, played by the multi-keyboardist Rudy Rosa. And do check out his YouTube videos because they really are very entertaining. I always think it's nice to have recordings of live concerts, but not all organists are too happy about releasing them for a variety of reasons. Back in 1996, on one of the many tours he did of Australia, Don Thompson played at the Capri Theatre, and he's just released an album of extracts from that concert. So let's turn back the clock and eavesdrop on that occasion.
I was started off in the business by Reginald Dixon, who was the organist at Blackpool Tower. Every winter, when Blackpool closed down, Reg came and played around the Granada theatres and did concerts. So he made a few wonderful recordings down there in London, and I'm going to play one of them for you now. October 1938, he did this one. See, that's what I was brought up on. When I first went to the Tower, I was four years old, and he was playing that kind of music. That was about that period. I did my last broadcast in England from the Granada at Clapham, and this is one of the things I played. And ever since then, people have been asking for it, and I enjoy playing it. Thank you. It's the story of my life. I'm just breezing along with the breeze.
Love makes the world go round, change partners, and breezing along with the breeze. All played there live in concert by Don Thompson, and that's from his CD called A Concert Experience. The last of the new CDs in this month's programme, and it's time to shine the spotlight on the ever-popular ballerina of the organ, Claudia Hirschfeld. Her latest release is a departure from her normal output of middle-of-the-road music and is all centred around the popular classics. 20 tracks with all, except the strange inclusion of I Could Have Danced All Night, having been written by composers who have long shuffled off this mortal coil. Composers such as Kalman, Stoltz, Grieg, Weber, Mascagni, Lehár, Verdi, Strauss, Brahms and Mozart. Well, of the 20 tracks, all but 7 are Claudia's own arrangements and form just a small part of her current concert tour, which has just seen her once again playing in Dubai, with items in her programme such as this. Lovely music of Elmerick Kalman from The Gypsy Princess, and the number that Claudia has just played was titled I'd Like to Dance. The instrument on all of the CD is the top-of-the-range VersiLuva DS-1000. Back in 1923, Franz Lehár wrote the romantic opera The Yellow Jacket, which is set in Vienna and was the very city in which it was first performed. The title was later changed to that of The Land of Smiles, and from it comes this number, which I guess will always be associated with the late tenor Richard Tauber. Thank you. You Are My Heart's Delight, delightfully played by Claudia Hirschfeld. And that and the previous track, both taken from her latest release, simply titled Classicals. Again, another exciting release from this popular German artist. And if the success that the late Klaus Wunderlich enjoyed from the sales of his classical music releases is anything to go by, then I think Claudia is on a winner with this one. Again, it can be obtained via MSS, and full details are on the web pages. And with that, it's time for me to put away all the music for this month. See you, hopefully, next month for some more of the very best music here on Organ First Radio. Bye for now.
Organ First Radio is produced and presented by Alan Ashton, with technical direction by Ian King.